Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Catherine. I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we become willing to change? And this relates to step six in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. So when I think back to when I first worked the steps, before I came to step six and this willingness to change, I had written inventory and shared it with my sponsor. And in the process of writing down my inventory and sharing with my sponsor and seeing my grosser defects of character, the things that I didn't like so much about myself, the things that I had done to harm others, the lies that I'd told, the people I had betrayed. Really, it was admitting those defects out loud that made me see how my behaviors were not healthy, nor were they kind or of service to other people. And there's something about admitting, you know, our grosser defects of character. There's something very powerful in that. And I, who wants to keep those? Who wants to keep lying and deceit and fear and insecurities? So after I had shared my inventory with my sponsor, I went home and sat for about 45 minutes. And I did read the section in the big book where it talks about, you know, have we left anything out? We're building a foundation to the arch of freedom. And at that stage of my recovery, I had not stayed sober since my first meeting. And I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I really just needed to move forward with the steps. And I was willing to do whatever it took to stay sober. So then I said the seventh step prayer, and then I got up and I went to a meeting. And the willingness to change really, you know, comes from just not being able to stand anymore the way that I was living. And taking inventory and sharing that with another person helped me to become painfully aware or to get rigorously honest about my character defects. And so there was willingness to behave differently, take different actions, set about making amends. Making the amends is a sign of that I was willing to change. And it was in making the amends that I began to move away from the behaviors that weren't healthy, that were destructive, that led me to become so uncomfortable in sobriety that my solution would be to take a drink again. So very happy to have been asked to share on this. I got sober in Melbourne, Australia in 1992, and I am 28 years sober and happy to be here. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.